Welcome back to FSC University series. This is lesson 168 now in book four, God's Will for My Life. And here we're answering a very difficult question. When I stand before God, for what will he hold me most accountable? People have lots of ideas on this. They talk about family. How did I raise my kids? They talk about, you know, whether or not I gave at church, whether or not I served, all kinds of things. We're going to walk through this in four other questions and get the answer and dig a little deeper. First question, how does God know what I'm really like? Well, luckily in the Bible, we can walk through it and see it. If you go to 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, when Samuel is directed by the Lord to go to Eliab's house because he said, you're going to find in that household, you're going to find the different sons of Jesse, and you're going to find one of the older sons, Eliab's going to walk before you and stand before you. And this is in 1 Samuel 16:6, where when Eliab showed up, Samuel's first response when he saw him, he's tall, good looking, strong. He said, surely the Lord's anointed has to be here before him. But here's the verse. God says, the Lord said to Samuel, don't look at his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So what God looks at to really know who you really are is not what you do or what you say. It's who you really are on the inside, and he's able to do that. Now, we run into a bit of a problem. In the second question, it says, this isn't fair, because how can he hold me accountable for a heart, my inner self, that I can't fix? Look at what Proverbs 20, verse 9 says. Who can say, I have made my heart clean and I am pure from my sin? I like to ask this question to people. Do you think people are basically good? And it's amazing. There's so many people in America who would say, yeah, people are basically good. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches, and that's actually not what the evidence shows. People are born sinful. People are basically bad. They have to be taught to be good. Here, Solomon is saying, how on earth could I ever make my heart, my inner self, clean and be pure from sin? You can't. And then Jeremiah even makes it easier to understand. He explains your inner self. It says, your heart, this is Jeremiah 17:9, your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know what he's saying there? Have you ever had moments where somebody asks you to do something, somebody offends you, and on your inside, you immediately want revenge, you get upset, you have evil thoughts, mean thoughts towards them? That's your heart. That's you. And you can't cleanse it. It's going to deceive you. If you follow your heart, you'll be deceived. So that's the second question. Well, this isn't fair. I'm going to be held accountable for my inner man, and I can't fix my inner man. So then the next question is, well, how did it get so messed up? Why is my heart in such a bad state of affairs, right? Why is it so screwed up? Well, it's really interesting. Jeremiah 16:12 puts it this way. You've done worse than your fathers, because each one of you walks according to the imagination of your own evil heart. So nobody listens to me. That's what it says. So then in Proverbs 23:26, we're answering this question. How do I fix that condition? How do I fix it? Well, God tells you in Proverbs 23:26, here's what it says. It says, literally, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. God's literally saying, come to me. Let me be the one who owns your heart. Let me be the one who works with you to develop your character and who you really are. And that gets right back to Ezekiel 11:19. Since I can't fix my heart, he's not interested in changing me. Ezekiel, listen to this in 11:19, literally says, I will give them one heart. I'll put a new spirit in them. I'll take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I'll give them a heart of flesh. So they can now walk in my statutes and keep my judgments. They'll be my people, and I'll be their God. He wants to give you a new heart. This is the key. God's going to hold you most accountable for your heart, for who you are one day when you stand before him, not what you do. Did you give your heart, your life to him to allow him to mold you in the kind of person he wants you to be? This is lesson 168.